The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect, Jesus said. Stay awake, he says, lest you be found unprepared. Okay, so when will the Son of Man arrive? Only the Father knows, Jesus said. Well, thanks a lot, Jesus. That's really helpful. It's not like we don't have anything to do, you know. There's food to be eaten, wine to be enjoyed, marriages to be consummated, children to birth, and of necessity, sleep to be had. Who has time to watch for thieves? There is work to be done, fields to be plowed, grain to be ground, lives to be lived. Who has time to be semper paratus, always ready for all of this uncertainty? Who doesn't wither from this required hypervigilance? And isn't it interesting that Jesus' words sound ominous to us? Why is it we hear a threat in them? Why do we not hear good news in his words to us here? The answer is we assume that the Son of Man is coming to judge us according to the law. We assume that the Son of Man is going to weigh our deeds in the balance, and hopefully the good will outweigh the bad. Therefore, to be ready is to work hard cultivating virtue and avoiding vice, because you never know when you'll have to give an accounting of your life. Of course, this same legal scheme also applies to a certain jolly elf and his naughty and nice list. And though we laugh about St. Nick's list, we don't laugh about the prospect of God having a list and checking it twice, do we? Indeed, we are in bondage to the belief that we can and we must get God off our back by what we do and what we avoid doing. But hear me, a legal system designed to avoid hell and gain heaven is not what Jesus is talking about here. No. His words in this passage are about what God is doing, not us. And Jesus' words are actually truly good news. You see, God promised Abraham that the Savior of the world was coming. But God did not tell Abraham when the promised Savior would come. In fact, Abraham and the preachers of the promise who came after him wondered if God's promise was even true. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, just more of the same. Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, plowing fields, grinding grain, living and dying. Is today the day the Savior will come? They wondered and wondered and wondered and wondered. Even worse, the mud pits of Egypt, The Babylonian warriors, the oppression of Rome, and the rest of the tyrants they encountered all combined to create doubt that the Savior would ever come. But then, just as suddenly as the flood was upon the world, the Son of Man came. And it is no coincidence that Jesus compared himself to a thief in this parable, you know. Nor is it a coincidence that he was crucified between thieves. For suddenly, like a thief in the night, the Son of Man was upon us, and nobody saw him come. We were so busy trying to get God off of our back by cleaning up our sin and keeping ourselves healthy and alive and attempting to silence the devil screaming at us with our own conscience that we missed the greatest heist in the history of the world. Jesus Christ, the long-promised Savior, stole the sin of the whole world when we weren't ready. And now it's over. And he alone is the truly Savior. There is no other, and he doesn't need a bit of help from us. We have been sidelined when it comes to our salvation. We have the same ability of a dead person to make ourselves righteous, to hear the Apostle Paul tell it. But wait, what is that we confess in the creed? He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Yes, that's it. So we come to the heart of the matter. Are you awake? Are you ready? The Son of Man is coming for you at this very hour. His judgment is upon you at this very moment. Are you listening? By the authority of Jesus Christ, I say to you that your sin is forgiven and your life is eternal. There it is. The Son of Man has come again and has given you his verdict. Mercy and eternal life are his final words, and they're for you. Amen.